This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dermatology and Skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are joined by Dr. Annie Chu, a board-certified dermatologist and the founder of the Derm Institute located in Redondo Beach, California. Dr. Chu is here with us today to talk about chemical pills. Dr. Chu, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well, Dr. Chu. So first of all, what is a chemical pill and what issues does a chemical pill address?
Chemical pills are typically fruit acid-derived chemicals, and they have an acidic or enzymatic feature that improves the turnover and exfoliation of the top layers of the skin. So what's great about that is it can address sort of a wide variety of issues, including discoloration, helps with pore size. There's some peels that are directly beneficial for acne and oil production. Also reduces fine lines, fine acne scarring, and just gives you a generally tighter and sort of more brightened appearance. There are studies that also show chemical peels over time induces increased collagen production in the dermal layers of the skin. So it's a wonderful both treatment procedure and a maintenance procedure in the long term.
What is the purpose of an at-home chemical pill, and how does an in-office chemical pill differ from the at-home?
Well, I love giving patients the option of doing anything at home because not everyone has either the access or the budget to get to a dermatologist. So at-home chemical peels are typically based out of slightly less aggressive acids or acids that are buffered to be a little bit more gentle. They're typically glycolics or salicylic or even lactic and malic acid based. Those are the different, most common options that you can find. And they're great for maintenance or just for someone who can't get to a dermatologist. A lot of my patients personally do a few in-office peels a year, and in between will keep up the results so that their skin maintains that sort of glowy appearance, and they maintain the results at home with the home chemical peels. In-office peels are always going to be a little bit more aggressive. They have increased acid percentages, and the combination of products are usually a different. We may use a retinol or a vitamin C product with it just to increase penetration. But, you know, it's a deeper thing that you want to have done in a licensed professional's hands. That way it can be applied evenly and uniformly. Some of them need to be neutralized, and that way you can make sure, you know, it's the right type for your skin color. So that's really the main difference. It's really about strength and a little bit of the ingredients, but all based on how deep the peel goes. Deeper ones are done in office. And of course, deeper peels, if they're done in office, will give you usually more dramatic results, but also comes with a little bit more downtime, like a few days of light flaking and things like that. So it just depends what an individual would want.
And Dr. Chu, what are the different in-office chemical pill options that are available?
There's a whole host of them. There are lots of branded peels on the market. They're called beta peels, V peels. Those are sort of peels called out of the box. They're usually made by a reputable skincare company that then has like step one, step two, step three to make it easy. Those are lighter peels that almost any licensed professional in a physician's office can apply. In our office, as a dermatologist, I personally apply all the peels because we usually use a lot higher strengths. And I really customize and blend it for every patient. So I could be using, if they have more oily skin, I might stick with a little more salicylic and lactic acid. If I'm looking for a deeper, more dermal inflammatory peel where I can get a little bit more collagen induction for anti-aging purposes, I'll layer a lactic acid with resorcinol and a little bit of triglyceric acid. So sort of a mix of different things depending on the patient. We even do really, really deep peels around problem areas like the eyes and the lips with like phenol, which can really almost look like the result of laser resurfacing at a much less price point. So we offer all kinds of options. There are great medications in the office. It just really depends on what they want. The biggest thing is it has to be customized to the patient's complaint, skin type, ethnicity, and exposure to the sun, frankly.
Today we are with Dr. Annie Chu, a board-certified dermatologist and the founder of the Derm Institute, located in Redondo Beach, California, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Chu, where on the body are chemical pills done the most?
They can be done pretty much anywhere on the body. Of course, our most common requests are going to be for the face and neck area, sort of the exposed, sun-exposed areas, but I have plenty of patients who do peels all over the body. Little mini home peels are great because they are light, so they can be applied all over for that kind of glowy skin. We're heading into summer. That glowing skin, come summer effect is perfect for that. But most popular, especially deeper peels, we end up doing mostly on the face, just to address some wrinkles and fine lines and some of the textural changes that can occur over age and time.
And lastly, how many chemical pills should be done and or how often should they be done?
It really depends. Chemical peel interval really depends on the strength of the peel. So that has to be determined by the dermatologist I'm working with. Deeper, really, really deep peels that, and, you know, I'm not talking crazy, but like deeper peels that give you a lot of benefit, really probably only have to be done once or twice a year at most. I mean, studies have shown some of the deeper peels induce collagen production for up to 2 years afterwards. So it really depends on the depth. If you go with a deeper peel, you need less maintenance, obviously, in between. Lighter peels, you probably want to do at least at an interval of like every 3 months, preferably even 4 times a year. And then you can do little maintenance mini peels once a week at home.
Well, Dr. Chu, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you today. Very insightful in all regards to chemical pills and the options available. Tell our listeners where they can find you and your practice online and how they can be in touch.
You can always look for more information on www.thederminstitute.com. There's a whole page on chemical peels and before and afters, and lots of fun information on the procedures we offer as well.
Well, once again, Dr. Chu, thanks for your time today, Spin, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Annie Chu, a board-certified dermatologist and the founder of the Derm Institute, located in Redondo Beach, California. And once again, the website of reference is thederminstitute.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.